I'm perusing the net and I see the headline that came out in the past few days that Governor Larry Hogan is basically telling the Redskins that he's withdrawing the effort to build the new stadium at the Maryland site near MGM National Harbor at this time. So it looks like Daniel Snyder's options are dwindling at this point as to where he's going to put his new stadium.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's down to D.C., and D.C. doesn't even have the land to give them. They have to extend the lease to the federal government to be able to offer it. And, you know, that's going to take a while, too. So nothing's going to be resolved, I think, for a while. They were this close getting it through a bill back in December before the shutdown happened. And now this could take a couple more years. And, you know, something I pitched out there just for the heck of it, Jack Kent Cook thought about leaving during his stadium struggles. He thought about going to L.A. George Preston Marshall nearly sold the team before he ended up pulling out and the deal and, you know, end up getting RFK. So does Dan Snyder think about leaving at some point? You know, London Redskins. And I put up a Twitter poll. 3,200 people voted, which is a lot for me. 72% said leave and we'll take an expansion team in a few years.
Wow, man, that is an unbelievable number.
I mean, Twitter's the land of the angry. There's no doubt. But but still, it shocked me that three times the people, they all said if it gets rid of Dan Snyder, I'm fine with it. I'll skip a few years, start over.
But I don't blame Larry Hogan for his stance. He doesn't want to soak his constituents for paying for a stadium or paying for most of it with state taxpayer money. I don't blame him for his stance.
No, I mean, but I don't know that he ever was going to do this. I heard a year ago the Maryland Stadium Authority pretty much decided they weren't going to invest in another Redskins stadium because they were going to concentrate on Baltimore, and they just saw that FedEx was a bad deal financially for the state. They didn't want to do it again. But Hogan, sometimes politicians, you make the effort to say, well, you know, I tried. But getting that land from the feds, which I didn't know, I picked this spot 5 years ago. I didn't know it was a federal land. They had to swap it with Northern Maryland. Those people were against it, too. This was a long shot. Plus, you know, Hogan and Trump aren't going to do any favors. So I think it was more of a face-saving move, or if they could get that land, who knows what they would use it for, because the environmentalists were lined up against the stadium. I don't think in the end it was ever really going to happen.
What is the timeline anyway? We've been talking about this new stadium for years. How much longer are they locked into FedEx? Well,
they're at 2027, I believe, is the lease.
Yeah, seven years.
They have to play there at least the first two games. Somehow this is written. The first two games of 2027. And then they could go to a new stadium in midseason if they want. But, you know, you need about 3 years to get a stadium deal done and built. So you still got about 4 or 5 years to mess around. And it might take a couple. If D.C. was smart and they really wanted this deal, which I'm not sure they do. But if they did, cut the deal now and say, okay, we'll work out the land issues later. But lock it in now at a cheaper price. Then, because Virginia, Maryland, you never know. They could come back into this at some point. But Amazon pretty much took these Redskins stadium money away in Virginia. You know, that's a big investment by the state up here. And I've been told they don't want to do another one like this.
Well, they could always back out because they backed out of New York, right?
Well, you know, we'll see what happens there. But so far, it's holding up that Amazon's coming to Virginia. So that takes away some of the options for the Redskins there. Yeah, they're suddenly, you know, down to the last card. They could always stay at FedEx. You know, nobody likes the place. But why does nobody like the place? Because they lose more than anything. RFK was not a palace, you know.
No, certainly not.
It's not like land, you know, like FedEx is falling down on people or anything. You know, but they have a losing record now at FedEx after all these years. So that's why people hate it.
Talking to Rick Snyder, you can read his work at thefandc.com and Washington Post Express as well. So we were kind of kicking around our guess as to who the Redskins' starting quarterback is going to be come week one. Who is Rick Snyder's best guess? Who will be the week one starter?
Well, that's a good poll, too. I guess as we stand today, McCoy. But could it be a rookie draft pick? But yeah, I'd say 50-50 on that right now. I don't see them trading for anybody. I mean, who are you going to trade for? And, you know,
well,
not Josh.
The money. That's why, like, we didn't understand why everybody was all into the Joe Flacco deal. Like, it just wasn't realistic.
Or even Case Keenum. No. They don't even have money for that.
Right. They need a $3 to $5 million quarterback to sign. Could be Teddy Bridgewater, maybe. But that's about it. I mean, anybody else is awful. He wants to keep Colt, you know, at this point. At least he knows the system. If Colt could stay healthy, maybe he could be by for a little while. But I think if you draft a rookie in the first, which they may, you might just go ahead and play him, and get him ready to go for when he really can.
That's what I'd like to do.
They're in a three-year rebuild again. And when that three-year rebuild comes through, is Trent still here? Is Jordan still here? Is Ryan Kerrigan still here? They're getting old and battered. Not Ryan, but the other two. This team's talent is thin.
Isn't it about as thin as you can remember?
No, I've seen worse.
But, really?
The early 90s, after the Super Bowl team all retired out, they had nothing in the 90s for a long time. But this is definitely, there's no Pro Bowlers.
There's no star players.
Pros, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, no other than Ryan, I guess. Ryan's their biggest star.
No, but he's not an all-pro.
Yeah.
And do you think people sit there like J.J. Watt and think, what are we going to do this week against this guy?
Yeah. No, of course not. It's just a shame, too. I've never seen him this devoid of talent at the skill positions either. That's the thing.
Well, it definitely low at receiver. Running back, let's think Geist comes back and can be a good player. So you're okay there.
Yeah, but he's not going to be 100%. Even if he comes back, right, he's good. It's going to take a while.
Right. And you have Peterson probably resigning to help out a little bit there. They're okay running back. If you can keep that line healthy, it's okay. You really don't have much of a receiver. You don't have much of a quarterback. So you better hope you can bang away, run for some yards this year.
Right. All right, Rick. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
That's right. Rick Snyder.
I think the stadium story, it's going to last for a couple more years. Like, if you had to think about the last few years, what stories have we just gone to the well with over and over? Like, lately it seems like Bryce Harper, like we've talked about before.
Well, Kirk saga, of course.
The stadium one's lasting longer. Yeah. I can't believe it could go to 2028.
Well, because they've been so upset with the stadium for years. It seems like almost as soon as Snyder took it over, they've been complaining about the stadium. And I'm sorry, it may not be the revenue generator that he wants, and it's not an unbelievable fan experience by any stretch, but a lot of that has to do with the travel. But once you get to the stadium, it's fine. If they win, it's fine.
It just seems like his options for a new spot are dwindling.
I feel like it.
He doesn't seem to have a lot of great options.
I feel like the MGM would have been a great location, too.
Right.
That would have been perfect. Because, it's not D.C., but it kind of feels like it
right
over there.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. But hopefully they get the old site and figure it out.
But he's right. Look, when everybody complains about FedEx during the RG3 year, it was packed.
It was so exciting.
People
that year
dealt with the traffic. They dealt with the parking.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
The team
awesome
wins. People get fired up.
Right. Yep. For sure.